वैकुण्ठाज्जनितो वरामर्हुपुरी तत्रापि रासोत्सवाद् वृन्दारण्यमुदारपाणिरमनात् तत्रापि गोवर्धना राधाकुण्डम् इहापि गोकुलपतेः प्रेमामृताप्लावनात् कुर्यादस्य विराजितो गिरितटे सेवां विवेकेन काः.
The holy place, known as Mathura, is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa-lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super-excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is over-flooded with the ambrosial nectarine prema of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where, then, is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The spiritual world is three-fourths of the total creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is the most exalted region. The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world. However, Mathura and the adjoining areas, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to the spiritual world, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself appeared at Mathura. The interior forests of Vrindavan are considered superior to Mathura because of the presence of the 12 forests, Dvadasavan, such as Talavan, Madhuvan, and Bahulavan, which are famous for the various pastimes of the Lord. Thus, the interior Vrindavan forest is considered superior to Mathura. But superior to these forests is the divine Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill like an umbrella, raising it with his lotus-like, beautiful hand to protect his associates, the denizens of Braj, from the torrential rains sent by the angry Indra, king of the demigods. It is also at Govardhan Hill that Krishna tends his cows with his cowherd friends. And there also he had his rendezvous with his most beloved Sri Radha and engaged in loving pastimes with her. Radha Kund, at the foot of Govardhan, is superior to all because it is there that love of Krishna overflows. Advanced devotees prefer to reside at Radha Kund because this place is the site of many memories of the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Rati Vilas. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, it is stated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area of Brajabhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radha Kund. This means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually searching for the exact location of Radha Kund. Finally, he found the holy spot, and there was a small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees that the actual Radha Kund was situated there. Later, the pond was excavated by Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed first by the six Goswamis, such as Rupa, and Raghunath Das. Presently, there is a large lake known as Radhakund there. Srila Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radhakund because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to find it. Who then would give up Radhakund and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. The importance of Radhakund, however, cannot be realized by other Vaishnava sampradayas, nor can persons uninterested in devotional service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand the spiritual importance and divine nature of Radhakund. Thus, Radhakund is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.